Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi everyone, thanks for downloading GigPod episode 184. You're listening to myself, Stevie, and I'm joined tonight by Rizzo. Hello, John.
Hello, Stevie, and we are in Molly Malone's, that wonderful pub in Hope Street in Glasgow, and thanks to them once more for letting us record the pod here, and we'll be here next week as well for the Livingston Celtic game with me and Dan, everybody's favourite guy.
Why am I not going to be there? Where am I going to be?
Because you're going to be in Milan.
I know, I've not been on about that a lot.
No, you haven't, I know. And I just want to say...
I thought I might be doing this remotely, by the way.
Yes, but we aren't, but I won't go into why. But thank you, Molly Mullins. Everybody come here in Hope Street, great pub. And just thanks to the listeners.
Was that genuine there?
Great good. Great food as well. And just like to say thank you to listeners for making episode 182 the most popular episode in GigPod history.
It was the most downloaded ever.
We won't say the number because we're not that much in egomaniacs. And hopefully you stick with us this season for more GigPod hilarity.
See, last season, people took the huff. Us in the Champions League because we had high standards. There was a few drop-offs with our Champions League pods last season. And actually, I don't feel that bad about the fact that we were honest about it, because me and you said we hated last season in the Champions League. And I think, looking back on it and all that now, I stick by it. Like, I was really disappointed by it.
Yeah, we've talked about that off-pod. I didn't enjoy it at all. I mean, the only game we really played well was Shakhtar. I think home they'd missed some chances, but the away game, like, we missed some like absolute sitters, like Gigi and Dyson, like, really missed it. No joke, they won that game like 4-5-1, and it wouldn't have been like an unfair reflection in the game.
No, I agree with that. And also as well, let's remember last season Champions League. I mean, that game against Real Madrid at home, and I know that games are 90 minutes, right, but see, for the first ever we were excellent. John, you're in a chat now with us.
Thanks for the invite.
And, you know, like, Scotland get beat against England 3-1 on Tuesday night, and a couple of members of the chat were, like, raging at Scotland, saying they were poor, and I just thought it was, it reminded me a lot of Celtic against Real Madrid, that as much as we were good, that see when you're up against a team like that on another level, it's very difficult to maintain that for 90 minutes.
It reminded me of the Champions League, but just how quick the England players were compared to the Scotland players.
And how athletic they looked.
And don't forget that, like, a lot of the Scotland players play, like, in the Premier League with the English players, but then if you look at somebody like Jude Bellingham, who I thought was amazing, like, you can tell why he's at a team like Real Madrid, because he's, I think, going to be, like, one of the best players. Well, he is one of the best players in the world.
He's a big dog, no doubt about it.
He is, he's a fantastic player. I'd say he's maybe, like, he'll win the Ballon d'Or probably within the next year. No, it reminded me of the Celtic Champions League games with how quick the England team was compared to the Scotland players, and that's what it was like for us last season.
Why ask you something, by the way? Everybody that's messaged in, and even Hamish, Lee, Kemp, our good pals, have all said that they love Gig Pod in the pub. I need to ask you, Trix, is why do people love in the pub? What is so special about in the pub?
I don't know. Who could say? It's nothing to do with the fact that we're drinking while doing the pod, surely.
Do people relate to that, though?
Maybe they do. Maybe they know that we're blue collar men, just so the listeners are Gig Pod.
Well, you are, because you are literally a wacky.
That's right. And I'll be doing that again. I may be doing that again on Saturday, in fact. Hope I'll need finishing time for the game.
Right, so anyway, Champions League draw. Remind us again, who is it we play in the Champions League?
We play Feyenoord, Lazio and Atletico Madrid.
You managed to do that without your phone there.
I did, yes. I'm a legend.
So we play Feyenoord away on Tuesday. Now, of course, we're going to be previewing the game against Dundee later on, but this is essentially a Champions League preview-centric show. I mean, I've not really spoke to you since the draw the other week, but what's your immediate shoot thoughts on the draw? I mean, everybody's saying it. It could have been a lot worse, but I have spoke to some people, Rizzo, and they feel that even on Tuesday, and they will remain nameless, because I'm not going to throw them under the bus, unlike Lenny against Ferencváros for some players. But some actual good mates of mine are thinking we're going to go to Feyenoord in Rotterdam and do them. They think we're going to go and run over the top of them and all that, because like some of the reasons I've seen is they play in the Dutch league and it's not as strong as La Liga or Serie A, and I'm like, you do realise how much they spent. They're a better team than PSV, and we saw what PSV did to Rangers. Reads after on you a long time, and I don't think you share that opinion though.
No, if we get a draw in the Netherlands, I think it'd be a fantastic result, because everybody knows how poor we are away from home in the Champions League. What is it, one win ever in the Champions League group stages away from home?
Is that Spartak?
Or two wins, Anderlecht and Spartak.
That's right.
Two wins away from home in the Champions League group stages ever, so we don't even hardly ever draw. I mean, we drew with Barcelona, remember, but we've not really drew that often either.
When did we draw with Barcelona? What one?
One each, 2004.
I mean, that was the Champions. No, wait. Oh, Hartson. It was, you're right.
Yep. So, we're always struggling away from home in the Champions League. So, no, a draw, I think, would be a great result. And it would give us like a platform of sorts to build. I mean, obviously, we won. It'd be Celtic's best win in Europe for years. Since Lazio, probably. I mean, we'll talk about that later. Since the last time we played Lazio. But no, if we get a point there, I think it'd be a more than decent result, especially with all our injuries.
Is there anyone that, I mean, they spent something like close to €50 million like preparing for the Champions League this season. Obviously they're the Dutch League winners and everything, so is there anybody in that final team that you could really say that you are genuinely scared of? So I know you're an ignorant football fan, you only care about the English League, John, but I'm putting you on the spot here for this one.
I do. I wish we were playing an English team so I could bore everybody with their details, but they have got their best striker is Santiago Jimenez, who's a Mexican player.
And you can pronounce him right.
I know he did. He scored 23 goals for them last season, and this season already he scored 5 goals in 4 games in the league.
But wait a minute, I thought Feyenoord had superstars like Danilo at this old John.
Well, I know that shows how good Jimenez must be if he's still there. But no, he's scored 5 goals in 4 league games already this season. And like, we're going to be playing a patchwork defence, so he's obviously a player to keep an eye on, I think.
The record against Feyenoord, you wanted to speak about that, because we obviously go back to 1970, and it was a game in the
European Cup final
at the time. Champions League was, in fact, the first Champions League was that when Rangers were in it with Marseille and all that. It was, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
But yeah, in 1970, we lost 2-1 to Feyenoord. And do you know what actually surprised
me? In Milan.
Where I'm going, John.
Yes, at the San Siro.
Do you know what surprised me about that? Because when I was looking back on it and I looked today, because we actually do research in Gig Pod. Not a lot, but we still do research, John. And I was, it was Tommy Gemmell who opened the scoring in that game. Do you know, I always had it in my head that it was William McNeil that scored, but I believe he made a mistake for the winner.
I think he tried to sort of handball it and ended up scoring. But you know, Tommy Gemmell scored a free kick. And
then 2 minutes later, a guy called Israel scored. Great nation, of course. Never criticise it.
Remy Hansen played for Feyenoord.
He did. That's mm-hmm. right.
So, yeah, that's the only time we've ever played them, 1970. So, we've played like loads of other Dutch teams.
Aye, but then I told you about a surprising fact today.
Well, yes, you can tell the listeners about that then.
So, in 2008, we played in the Feyenoord Jubilee Cup, and we cuffed them 3-1 in Rotterdam. Jan Venegoor of Hesselink scored a double. and a 3-1 win. And that it's mad because like that's always the standout memory I've got against Feyenoord. Like, not the most iconic one, which was that 1970 Cup final, but it was the 3-1 win in 2008. Like, was stunned by that. I think it was shown on the old Satana at the time. I think it was, and I remember watching it as a Bamport Celtic fan in the summer, not getting out of the house and just cheering in on the club. And I remember that was the season John Wilson in 2008. We scored that wonder goal against Porto. Do you remember the one with Jan Veregor?
I do remember that one, yes, that was a great goal.
So what was so special about that then for the listeners that don't know?
Was it not like a superb solo goal or something?
No, it was like a team goal. Was it something like 90 odd passes before the goal? Hartley crossed it in and then Jan Veregor headed it in.
It was a great goal, yes.
And then that pre-season as well, after we beat Porto and we beat Feyenoord, we went to Southampton and won 2-0 as well.
How do you remember all these details about these games? A pre-season friendly in 2008?
I'm a pathetically sad loser Celtic fan.
Well, that's true.
This is why I'm a podcaster, John. look, shoot here though, right, okay, we obviously the result against Dundee is important. We then go to Rotterdam on the Tuesday at 8 o'clock and play them. How do you see the game playing out? I mean, right now...
I don't want to give a prediction yet. I'd rather wait until
But you think
Sunday.
You think Feyenoord are overwhelming favourites, so.
Oh, aye. I mean, especially we're not going to have CCV. We're not going to have Lila Bada, who we'll talk about more later, who's out for at least 3 months.
Narotsky's out
for like a long time as well. He's not even in the Champions League squad.
Sorry, you're right. You had to pronounce that there and no call him Rocky.
Sorry, Rocky is out and he's not even in the Champions League squad. Although CCV will be back at the start of October, so he could be back for the next Champions League game.
Real Hatati's back though.
Real Hatati's back.
How much of a boost do you think that'll be ahead of the final game?
Well, you'll be happy with that because you love him. Well, you've got loads of things to call me, haven't you?
Well, a lot of people might.
A
lot of people in my work and all that have said I don't smile and I'm very, very unhappy looking. So.
Well, you're talking on the podcast like he does his on the pitch.
Well, you've known me for a long time, but I'm a good laugh.
Yes.
I don't ignore people.
It's a mask, though. The real you is like the sad clown, Pagliacci.
Tony Soprano. Say, whatever happened to Gary Cooper?
Exactly. No, I think it'll be a really hard game on Tuesday. We'll talk. I'll do my prediction on the Sunday with podcast we do after Dundee. But
that is going to have to be remote, by the way.
That's fine, because I'm not going to the Dundee game. And you are, though, because you're a great fan. But I'm not going there. But I don't know. We'll just need to wait and see. But I think Hatati being back will be a big boost if it starts, of course.
Right, where are we going next after Feyenoord then? Are we going to Spain or Italy, John?
Italy, because we're playing Lazio.
Right, give us some facts then about Lazio and our team.
Well, as everybody knows, we did play them twice a couple of years ago.
Who managed them?
Good old Lenny managed us. It was first game, 24th of October. We beat Lazio 2-1 at Celtic Park. Was it Christie or Eddie that scored first?
No, it was James Forrest.
Home.
It was
Christie or Eddie.
Eddie set him up.
Was it one at Lazio?
I think. Matri, he's a UV player. I can't remember. They scored just before half time though. It was like a shot high into the net above Fraser Foster.
See, Christie's equaliser, was that like a pass fair and just curled it into the back?
Well,
of the net?
It was weird because Eddie had like so much time with the ball and then he played it with outside his foot to Christie. And it was the one time Christie didn't just blast a ball, he like side footed it and he was so composed and it went high past the goalie. But I know you weren't in
it. It was Lazari that scored for Lazio.
I know you weren't in the game that night. Where did you watch that Lazio game?
I watched it in my cousin's, where I watch all the games on TNT Sport if I'm not in the pub. Because he's got that channel now, haven't he?
That night against Lazio, I don't even think at the time we were favourites or anything.
No.
Simone Inzaghi was obviously still the manager at the time. What was the biggest memory of that game for you?
Foster's save.
Same for me.
For Cataldi and injury time. It was one of the best saves I've ever seen at Celtic Park.
It was mad, wasn't it?
Did he not save it under the bar?
It was so effortless though. Tapped it right out the post as Rizzo has a swig.
It was over the bar.
Has a swig of Coors there.
I think it was over the bar, but it was a brilliant save anyway. But no, I mean, Chris Julian, bit of an unfortunate career that ended with that just weird injury where he tried to clear the ball off the line.
Thank you, Barkas.
We tried to clear the ball off the line against Dundee United, and I think he played like 15 minutes for us again, and that's it against Wraith.
Wraith Rovers, yes.
Yep, and
then he was going to play against Motherwell, but he had a rant about Ange.
That's right, and he didn't play. So that was his best moment really for Celtic, apart from the goal in the League Cup final. But yeah, the 7th of November, of course, we beat the Rangers. We beat Lazio 2-1, our first ever win in Italy. Thank you, Neil Lennon. I think, was it Immobile that scored for Lazio?
Immobile made it 1-0. Lazio in the first 20 minutes, I remember, were over us. Like, it was just constant wave after wave of pressure. Immobile scored a shot and passed Fraser Foster at his near post, I think. Like, they were so deserving at the time. They overwhelmed us. I remember it was the night Rangers beat Porto 2-0, because we were playing first. It was like 6 o'clock kickoff. And then El Yarussi, who everybody knows that I love, so truly is one of the greats. Probably one of the greatest loan players we've ever had. I loved him. You know that.
I know.
You know that. He set up James Forrest for the equaliser. And then, John, for anybody who's got a terrible memory, what happened in the last few seconds of that game in Rome?
Olivier and Chams scored a brilliant goal, just clipped him over the goalkeeper. So brilliant composure.
But I didn't say it was Edouard that played the pass.
He did. 95th minute, I think. And that latest quarter, we topped the group. We won that group. Of course, we did manage to hilariously lose to Copenhagen in the last 32.
I'm not saying we won the group because Cluj was the last game.
Cluj were second in the group.
Did they? Wait, really?
Rennes as well.
I didn't realise that.
Was it Rennes we played as well?
Aye, Rennes we beat 3-1 and drew 1-1.
That's right, aye. We have played Lazio twice and beat them twice, so who knows? Maybe that can be an omen, but they've still got Chio Immobile. He still plays for them.
I think he's like 33 now or something.
Just look at my sensational notes here. He is 33. Unbelievable. They've got Pedro as well.
Have they all got Castellanos up front now to sign for like 15 million or
they've
something?
They've got him, yes. They've got Felipe Anderson as well, who's a good player.
Not have everybody was talking about Lazio and their terrible start they had to the season. They played against Napoli and they were outstanding. They beat Napoli 2-1 in Naples and they were incredible. It could have been like 3 or 4. They had 2 goals disallowed for VAR. Their counter-attack was incredible, honestly. And that Lazio... I remember watching a game last season and as Dan would say, the Calcio. And I remember Lazio beat them 2-1. No, sorry, 1-0, 1-0 it was. And it was Napoli's first defeat in like 3 or 4 months. But it was honestly, Lazio just cuffed them and they did the same again. And that's why, like, I understand people, John, will be thinking against them because they got a worse group. But make no mistake about it, like, Serie A is one of the strongest leagues in the world, I would say. Now, I know you're going to obviously say, thank God we didn't get an EPL team, because you love that English Premiership.
Really?
I've always been watching Serie A more than the Premiership, and, you know, the teams in Serie A are just ridiculous. It's such a high standard. I would say Lazio and Atletico Madrid are by far the favourites there to run away with it. They've had a poor start in Serie A, and of course, by the time they play us, they'll be playing AC Milan in the San Siro just before it. But realistically, Rizzo, looking at that on the 4th of October against the Lazio 2, what are your expectations? Because surely you're not an ignorant amateur to think, because we've beaten them the last 2 times, we're going to walk all over them.
No, my expectations will be low. I mean, I suppose we've got a better chance at home, and I'm sure we'll, have a usual Celtic at home in the Champions League start and like put them under pressure and that. So I mean, it wouldn't shock me if we get a point if we draw with them, but it'll be a very hard game. Yeah,
with the Lucky Land Slots you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom? Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What about people that say you're very defeatist though? Gig Pod are being down on Celtic. What do you say to that? What's your explanation there?
Well, we're not as good as Lazio or Atletico Madrid, and I'd say we're closer to Feyenoord, but they're probably still a better team than us. I mean, if we finish third and get Europa League football, I think we would.
And that's the last season for it.
And that's the last season for that. I think that'd be a superb achievement to finish third, and especially how last season we finished fourth. And last season, I think the group was less difficult than this season. So the last team we are playing, and it's in the double header, is Atletico Madrid.
And you've got some information about them, John.
Yes, we've played them four times. We played them twice in the old European Cup semi-final, would you believe, we played them 1974. We drew nothing each at home, and I think they booted Jimmy Johnson over the pitch, and they beat us 2-0 in the second leg. And when did we play them again in the UEFA Cup?
It was 2011-2012. So after we emphatically disposed of Sion, like heroes, they were the first game we played, and Falcao scored to make it 1-0. They eventually won 2-0. I think Arda Turan might have scored to make it 2-0. And then that was the game that we played them a couple of months later. I remember that. We were actually holding their own, and then like Berham Cahill ducked out of a shot for Turan.
So that's right.
And we lost 1-0.
That was
weird. We were well the better team. It was so free. I remember being in the crowd that game going, we were the better team, how did we lose that game? Now, admittedly,
that was weird, because Berham Cahill was so brilliant his first season, then his second season he just, I don't know. But anyway,
kind of redeemed himself a wee bit, because I think he played against Rangers in the game we beat them 1-0. Ledley scored.
You're right, you did. And he got a terrible tackle, didn't he?
Yeah, but he was great. He was really, really, really came on to a game. I think by McCulloch.
Aye, that great guy who wasn't a thug that just booted and elbowed people at all.
Definitely didn't do a wee pally interview with Lenny recently.
Sadly, I missed that. But, nah, that's right. I just remembered that. Was that the game? See the second leg? Oh, that was Valencia. I was thinking, was Valencia we played when I think Sammy missed an absolute shutter? I think the Atletico Madrid game.
Sammy didn't play against Valencia.
Who did we play when we played Valencia? Somebody missed a sitter.
Well, like, that was the era 18-19 with Ollie Buck and all that.
No, before that, did we not play Valencia before that?
No, the last before that was 0-1-0-2.
Alright, okay.
When it penalties.
Oh well, okay. No, I don't really remember much about either game against Atletico, and I do think it was at the one at Celtic Park, but I mean, no, really, we've never scored a goal against them, and we've played them four times. So
did you know that was Celtic Park?
Possibly. Is the
that's the third game.
I said we've got two games in a row.
Two games in a row at home, yeah.
So then we've got Atletico away, then it's Lazio
away,
then
Feyenoord at home.
Well, I think the hope is that the Feyenoord game at home will mean something, like getting us to stay in Europe.
By the way, Spartak in 2012 was.
Well, that was to get us in the last 16 of the Champions League.
That meant a lot, the fact that we played them in the last game.
We beat them 2-1. Thank you, Chris Commons, great journalist.
Thank you, Lennon, great manager.
Aye. And thank you, Barcelona, for
don't thank Barcelona. Oh, right, they tried their absolute best to throw the game. But if you can miss about 10 sitters.
You're right. No, but I mean, I'm just hoping that, like, I mean, last season, the last game in the Champions League didn't mean anything, because we're already out of Europe completely. Like, I know it was Real Madrid we were playing, but we're out of Europe anyway. So I just hope that we're at home the last game, that it'll mean something and it won't be just a dead rubber.
Did you also know what to say something about Diego Simeone?
Yes, I think Diego Simeone is a fantastic manager. I mean,
I think he's the last of a dying breed of managers that stay somewhere forever.
Aye, definitely. I mean, he's been there for like at least 10 years, probably like near 15. So, I mean, and he's won the league, I think, twice.
Yeah, 13-14 and then COVID season.
Aye, I mean,
does COVID season count though?
Well, no.
Unless you're in a certain country.
That's true. But I mean, like, if you look at obviously they're a big team, but compared, they've got like Real Madrid, the biggest team in football ever in the same city. They've got Barcelona, one of the second biggest team. Like, two of the most glamorous teams in the world. Like, teams that have won the Champions League tons of times. But they've won the league twice. Under his management, it'd be like, I don't know, somebody like
Hearts.
Aye, Hearts or Aberdeen. Maybe like Aberdeen, a team that like used to win things. And like Aberdeen were in the league twice in the last like 10 years.
Love that we dig there. Robert Borthwick won't play that well, John.
I didn't that was a dig at Aberdeen, no. But Hearts don't win things either, that's true. Although they're still in the League Cup, though, that great competition. But I just want the last game to mean something. Have something riding on it.
And I just remember there as well. So I was for the Champions League tickets for this season between us and Gigpod. Is your solemn stance on this, you're not going to take any? Because you are prone to changing your mind, John.
No, I want to save my money for other things. If that makes me a bad Celtic fan, so be it.
Like what, gigs?
Gigs, I'm going to London and all. And other
saving
stuff.
Your money, you're getting free drinks here.
I'm not talking about here, I'm talking about going to Park Heath for the Champions League.
You really are a disgrace, honestly. Thank Here's you. One for you, see before Atletico Madrid players. The home game. No, in fact, before Atletico Madrid players away, what could it play before then? 4 days. It is Carol Starfelt, Celta Vigo.
So
they are at home though.
That's true. That's true. I'm sure Carol been in the papers saying how Celtic can beat Atletico Madrid.
Yeah, he might be mysteriously injured and going to Portugal in that game though, John.
That's true. That's
I wonder
true.
Why that would be.
No idea.
Right. So realistically, though, what do you think about Celtic in the Champions League? Look. I know last season we get 2 points. The way I see it is, see if we avoid being the worst ever team in the Champions League history, which thankfully is never was never us anyway.
No.
And hopefully it is never us.
No.
Then that'd be great. But I think we've got to really improve in 2 points for last season, because everybody was pissed off at me and John last season because we expected more for that Celtic team, and that's not a bad thing. We had high expectations under Ange in the second season, and under Ange in this third season in this group, I would hope they could do even more. But under Brendan, how do you think it's going to go?
Well, a problem is the same as last season. We're not going to have our strongest defence for at least the first game. I know Brendan said today that CCV will be back at the start of October, so that could mean he plays against Lazio. But I mean, last season I don't think Starfelt and CCV played together at all.
It was Jens and CCV for the first game against Real Madrid. Starfelt came back for the last one against Real away.
Well, I mean, when it didn't matter. So
I think who gave away that penalty again with the handball, which was so harsh? Was it Jens?
Thank you, maybe.
I think it was Jens, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, that's a big problem. We're not going to have Real Abada, and I think we should talk about him now, because he's I know people criticise him, but he's at his best, he's a really big player for us.
He's our best winger.
Best winger. I thought he was when he hit the ball, he was excellent against Rangers.
Well, why should we talk about him? Remind everybody the news.
He's out for at least 3 months with an injury picked up in training.
Realistically more though.
Realistically more. No, it's weird, it was the very last second of training. Same as how I think Rocky got injured at the last second against Kilmarnock. What's that about? So we're really going to miss Labadda. He signed a contract. He started 3 to 4 games under Brendan. He started, I think, against Dundee and against Feyenoord. I think he's a big miss. I mean, against Rangers, he might have had a quiet game, but I mean, look at that chance he created when
Butland
saved it. It should have been a corner. That was
and the ball he put in for Kyogo.
The ball he put in for Kyogo, that was due to his pace, that chance. So I think he's underrated, because he's still only like 21, 22. He's underrated.
You know my thoughts on Labadda.
He's underrated.
Oh, he's a great player.
He's a great player. I think we're really going to miss him. But I suppose it gives a chance for Yang. I'd imagine it'll be Yang that's in the starting lineup. Palmer.
Just they're untested and improving though.
So yeah, the injuries are going to be a problem. I won't use injuries as an excuse for games in Scotland.
Let's get Hitati back though.
But will he start? Because we know that Brendan likes David Turnbull more than him.
I mean, let's be honest, you've got Real Hatate back, smiling or not, in that Champions League. He's got to be up there with McGregor as the first name of the team sheet.
And Kyogo.
Yes, Kyogo as well.
Talking about Kyogo, this is huge for him, because we hammered him in the pod last season for how poor he was in the Champions League. And he was poor. He missed some absolutely terrible sitters. But I think the form he's in the now, I think he will finally score in the Champions League.
And we also did criticise him just before Christmas. The game against Aberdeen, we were like, he can't play against Rangers. He's going to miss umpteen sitters. And look at him now, he is like ultimate Rangers slayer.
Yeah, he has 5 goals against him since
six.
Then. Or 6 goals against him since then, aye. Oh no, he's the man. But no, I wouldn't write off the game against Feyenoord. That's even though we're not going to have CCV, I still want to write off, because I mean, we'll all have Fatai if he's fit, we'll all have Kyogo, we'll not have Abada, but we'll have like Yang or Palma. We've, I mean, as you say, we've got McGregor, who it seems to be back in form for one game anyway. So I don't know, I'll give my prediction about the final game we do the podcast after Dundee. So, but I just think with injuries it'll be difficult for us.
Okay, well, let's move on to Dundee right now then. We're at nearly half an hour into the podcast, John. Play Dundee on Saturday, a good old fashioned 3 o'clock kickoff. Past meetings against Dundee under Ange in the first season, we won 6-0, Kyogo scored his hat-trick. We won 4-2, which was the memorable game, which you get your free pizza and drink off me.
I did thank you, Joe Hart, for then, a ridiculous mistake.
And then Mark McGee was the manager for the 3-2 game that we posted up recently on Instagram. It was the memorable GG match as well. So Dundee, you've had a bit of a mixed start to the season so far, but
I'm just looking at the results. They've drew with Motherwell. You beat off St Mirren, they beat Hearts, and the last game they drew away that difficult team, you beat St Johnstone.
And they were winning 2-0, I believe.
They were winning 2-0, and then they gave away goals in the 82nd and 96 minutes. So they're mid-table, which is decent for a team back in the Premier League.
I mean, you've got to imagine that we'll run over the top. And look, listen, well, remember me the last time we were here in this position saying, surely it's a stroll in the park against
I'm not predicting a stroll in the park, because we didn't do it against St Johnstone.
Weirdly enough, do you think it's mad that Rangers were our easiest game of the season? As you sip your Coors Light from Molly Malone's.
A wonderful pub.
Would you ever criticise it?
Never. But it was the easiest, because
it genuinely was.
Because Rangers hardly had any chances, and I don't even think we played well.
I don't either.
So I mean, I'm hoping that that Rangers game will just kickstart us domestically. So, but I mean, I wouldn't surprise you if it's like a 2. I mean, I would take just a 2-0 or something. I'm not expecting like a 4-0 or something, because I just don't think there's still too many changes.
But I mean, I think we still need a really good performance.
Like, I do think we do, but I wouldn't bet on us winning like 4-0.
Would you say is an all round the best performance of the season so far then?
I suppose it would be Rangers.
But not Ross County or that? For
no,
the
because Ross County I thought were terrible in the first 20 minutes.
And then their second half?
Second half was okay. Aberdeen away, that goal giveaway was poor. I think we were pretty ropey. It was a good win though.
Do you think we'll see Real Hatate back in the team?
Yes, we need to get him in the starting lineup. I think it'll be.
Then that'll galvanise Matt O'Reilly and Callum McGregor too.
Well, both of them I thought were excellent at Ibrox.
They were, yeah.
And we hammered them on. Well, McGregor, I've criticised him a lot in the pod so far this season, but he proved me wrong. I'm hoping that.
But here's a thought though, do you think Dundee will give him Gentile, stick
no,
a player on
I
him?
I think
all
they'll try and. Well, that's good why Hatate's back. Because he's.
He can take like two players out of the game and all that.
Yeah, he's got that movement and stuff. Same with O'Reilly when he's at his best. I mean, but I think the team. I'd imagine it'll be the same defence and goalie as against Rangers.
Do you not think Phillips will come in for anyone? It's hard to drop scales because of how early. The only thing I would say is Rangers really played in at scales.
I'd bring him in for the Baron, because I thought the Baron was.
I don't know, man. That's a big statement to drop the Baron when you've kind of clean sheet as well.
He kind of dropped scales because he was brilliant at Ibrox.
So it probably will be the same defence.
Well,
Phillips might come on as a sub.
Maybe midfield, I think it'll be. I think Hatate will come back instead of Tumble. It'll be O'Reilly and McGregor. And up
the big shout then in the wing then for Abada. Yang?
I think it'll be Yang. I wouldn't play Dyson, but I think he will play.
Dyson's definitely against teams that sit in as
yes,
well.
Yes, he was brilliant against Rangers because he just worked like mad, like he always does. That's
only, didn't really create a lot.
That's the only team I'd play. In fact, I bet he's good against finals. He'll probably frustrate us, but I bet he's one of our best players against Fiorentina because he'll just work so hard. I think it'll be Kyogo, Dyson, and I think it'll likely be Yang. Because, I mean, but then you don't know because we've spent a lot of money in Palma. But then he was playing in midweek. He was playing for Honduras. I think.
What was the score?
I'm not sure, but I know he was playing. And, of course, so he might just be back, like, tonight or tomorrow. Yang, he didn't get called up, I don't think. So I think it'll probably be Yang.
Well, that's your question. And how important do you think the fact that we won at Ibrox will be, because the atmosphere on Saturday, I mean, it's going to be quite a positive one, because the first game back in 2 weeks, see if we had lost, Aye, Brooks, what do you think the atmosphere would have been like?
Oh, it'd be tepid. It'd be a terrible atmosphere. I mean, it probably still won't be a brilliant atmosphere because it's Dundee at home, no disrespect. I mean, games like that, the atmosphere isn't usually great. And I'll find out what's... Oh, sorry, I won't be watching it by illegal means, of course. I'd never do that. But I don't know. If we play well, I'm sure there'll be a good atmosphere. We don't want to be like St John's. It'd be good to get an L, start the game off playing well. I mean, I suppose we did that against Aberdeen, even though we scored early on. Rangers, we started ropily, but then we got more into it. And Aberdeen, like Ross County, Kelly, St Johnson, poor starts. Well, actually, we started no bad against Kelly. We created a couple of chances. But I mean, it'd be good to just get like two or three goals up at half time and we can rest players with Fynod in mind. That's what I hope happens.
Frick is mad that the last game against Dundee was genuinely a bit of a nail biter because of Mark McGee as well.
The same thing happened.
And he was in the stands.
The same thing happened when they played Rangers. A couple of weeks later, they played Rangers.
2-1.
I think Rangers scored about 5 minutes to go.
Goldson. No, Ramsey and Goldson.
I think Goldson scored the winner. He didn't hang out in the net that time.
Mark McGee, and to think we wrote him off as a jobber, John.
I know, and he could have easily took points off Celtic and Rangers.
Shoot prediction time, and I'm going to say that we'll beat Dundee 3-0. What's your shout?
3-0, I think 3-0 as well. But I'm home as 3-0 at half time, and then that's just like we can take Hugo off, bring on, I don't know who it would be, because there's not really any other strike or something.
Are we going to do a final shoot prediction then after the Dundee game?
Yes, I'm leaving that to the podcast on Sunday. So, because we don't know like if we'll get more injuries or anything. So,
by the way, was this the Charlatans that sang that Waterfall song?
No, Stone Roses.
Is that Stone Roses?
Yeah.
Well, great music in Molly Malone's, eh, John?
Almost as good as the drinks in the grub. A wonderful pub.
I think you're going to get another pint then once we close this episode.
It'd be silly not to.
Alright, Alan. Right, well, I'm Stevie. I will let you do your sign off then and say what you've got to say. Try not to say something about Threads.
I won't. What was Threads? So, thank you, Stevie. Thank you to all listeners. As ever, as I said before, thank you for all the many downloads of the Rangers review. Thanks for that. You made us very happy about that. So, you can catch us in all the usual places and all the usual platforms. You can leave us great reviews, etc., etc. You can follow us on Instagram, at GigPod as well. I'm sure there'll be a new Only Here for a Visit out as well soon.
Yeah, by the way, guess who's got to be on it?
Me?
No, not you.
Aye.
The next Only Here for a Visit is me, Dan, and an unnamed individual who used to be heading up GigPod.
Oh, that's right. I don't know what you're going to call him, just...
I think he wants to be called his name, but we can't talk about football.
All right, okay, that's nice. Well, he'll be on it as well. So that'll
be... By the way, promo, I don't know how exciting is that for people.
Well, if they remember back to the good old GigPod days, then they'll get...
I don't really know how many of the OGs there are anymore.
No, I don't think they'll remember. They'll remember him, but no, that'll be a good listen.
Are you going to talk him up, though?
He's a great guy, yes. And he got his cup final tickets as well, so he is a great guy. So, yeah, you can catch us on Instagram at GigPod, not on Threads, of course. And we'll be back on Sunday with a review of the Dundee game and a final preview. And then, to update the listeners, we'll be back after the final game for a review of that. Then me and Desperate Dan will have a review of the Livingston game.
Where am I going to be?
You're going to be in Milan and we're going to be in Molly Malone's.
I'm sure,
I don't know who's got the better end of the deal there.
I'm sure you'll have an amazing time editing that podcast, John.
No, you're doing it because you'll be back. Because Celtic have got a week off because we're getting on to the League Cup, so there you go. Right, thanks everybody for listening. We'll be back on Sunday after the Dundee game. Good luck to Celtic at the weekend. Speak to you all soon, and hail, hail.
Social Podcast Network.